The Story of Mert and Marv. Things moved fast the last time we saw Mert and Marge. They had just left the theater after the big opening of the new Hayfield's Pleasure, you remember, when an attempt was made to hold them up. The girls were on their way to a party with Ray Hunt and Jack Arnold, the young assistant district attorney, who had helped Marge get her job with the Chick Chicks. Hunt managed to beat off the would-be holdup man, but not before Margie recognized the robber's voice as that of her foster brother, Jimmy Minter. It's a situation that's packed with dramatic possibilities. And in just a moment, we'll find out what they are in today's episode of The Story of Mert and Marge. It's the following morning in Mert's apartment. The girls are sleeping.
I could sleep for a week.
Hello. Oh, 11 o'clock. Thanks, operator. Send up all the morning papers, please. Yeah, thanks. Margie, wake up. Doesn't she look sweet? Just a little baby. Margie, wake up, honey. 11 o'clock. Another day to do things.
Oh. You up already, Myrtle?
Just got up.
Oh, Myrtle, I was having the weirdest dream. The opening of the show and the hold-up and the party all mixed up. And Jimmy was holding up the party and we were having it on the stage all in the first act.
Don't even talk about that hold-up, Margie. Oh. And if anyone asks you any questions, you don't know anything about it.
All right, Myrtle, I'll do as you say, but I'm awfully worried. And to think Jimmy tried to shoot us.
Well, stop worrying. After all, none of the shots even touched the car. Oh, I'll turn on your bath, Margie. Then I'll put on the coffee, and we'll find out what the critics have to say about the show while we're eating breakfast.
Gosh, what a darn little apartment. Everything's so compact. Oh, this cute piano, all green and gold.
Come on out and see my kitchen and dinette, Margie.
Oh, I adore this. Oh, look, this little nook just seats four.
Well, you'd be surprised how many have been around that table when we've had a gang in for corned beef and cabbage or spaghetti.
You must be very happy here.
Yeah, I am. I guess I got an old-fashioned domestic streak. I love to cook. Do you want orange juice, tomato juice, or melon?
I love melon.
These are the old-fashioned mush kind.
Oh, Myrtle, I just happened to think.
What, dear?
Well, Mrs. Morris say about my not coming home last night.
Oh, I fixed that. I phoned her from Jack Arnold.
Oh, thanks, Myrtle.
Say, we'll have to hurry a bit, Margie. You know, we're called for 1 o'clock rehearsal.
Oh, I've got to go and turn the water off.
Oh, there's the morning papers. Just a minute.
Good morning, Kate.
Well, Clarence, what are you doing here?
Oh, I was just passing by the apartment, and I had a terrific idea. Simply devastating, so I came up to tell you.
Oh, hello, Clarence.
Hello, Marge. Oh, by the way, here are your papers, Mert.
I took them
from the elevator, man.
Thanks a lot.
Wonderful reviews. We're a hit. Definitely a hit.
Oh, that's wonderful. See, what's your idea, Clarence?
Well, you know that scene in which Marge comes on stage dressed like a bride?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's all dressed in white.
Well, isn't that the way brides generally dress, Clarence?
That's it, exactly. It's so trite. So I said to myself, why white? Why not cerise?
Cerise? Ye God.
It'll be sensational. If I were in Hollywood, I'd be sure to get an Oscar for the idea.
Well, maybe you better talk to Ray Hunt, Clarence. Shoot the stunt to Hunt. He's the man.
That's just what I'll do. He'll love it.
Well, now, don't think you're being evicted, Clarence, but we've got to get at rehearsal at 1 o'clock, you know.
Oh, I was just leaving anyway. I simply had to tell someone, though. Cerise. Oh, I always adored Cerise.
That Clarence, he kills me. Oh, you'll get used to him, Margie, though.
Oh, I think he's funny. Say, wasn't the party fun last night? I laughed so much at those comedians.
Oh, they're always clowning.
It was a nice party. Not a casualty in the carload.
Oh, Mr. Arnold fixed me a special drink of pineapple juice, oranges, cherries, and mint. Mm. He said it wasn't a kick in a barrel.
Oh, Jack's a great host. I'll have him up here some night for one of my specials.
Will you invite me?
Well, we'll see about it. Say, you better get into your tub, dear. It's late.
If it wasn't for Jimmy, I'd feel so happy I could sing.
Sing before breakfast, cry before supper. Uh-oh, the coffee's boiling over.
You know, I said I was never going to cry anymore.
You like a cheese and bacon omelet, Margie?
Yeah, and pancakes.
Well, I haven't time for those this morning. You get toast.
Oh, wouldn't I just love to have a little apartment like this and have Mother and Daddy Minter come to live with me?
Well, we take your dad down to meet the girls. I bet he'd get a kick out of that.
He's a little old-fashioned. Myrtle, will you wash my back?
Just a minute. Don't want to burn the bacon. All right, give me the brush.
Here. Ouch, ouch, don't squat so hard.
Well, still. Here, let me see your neck. Well, it's not so bad. Now, take a nice cold shower and hurry. Breakfast is almost ready. Oh, the bacon's burning.
Oh, it's cold. Oh, now, where's that towel? Oh, here it is. Gee, that water was cold.
You almost ready?
Yeah. Myrtle, may I use some of this nice smelly talcum?
Use anything you find there.
Can I use just a little bit of everything?
You better come on. The omelet will get flat.
Oh, let's see. Oh, here's some brilliantine. Oh, that is nice. And hand lotion. Mm-hmm. Mmm, this looks like nice toilet water. Smells good. Skin rejuvenator. Well, I guess I don't need that. An astringent? Now, dusting powder. That's nice. Well, I guess that's all.
Come on, Margie. Breakfast ready.
Oh, I'm getting into my pajamas. Oh, here I am. Boy, am I hungry as a bear.
Oh, Margie, you smell like a harem.
Oh, Myrtle, do you think I overdid it?
Well, rather. Never mind, you'll air off when you get outdoors. Sit down and eat your melon now. I'll pour the coffee.
I wish I could cook. I can make good fudge.
Well, that's something. Say, I've just got to see what the papers say. Oh, here it is. The Times says, Hayfield's Pleasures, the new edition, is a pleasure indeed, from the rise of the curtain to the last picture.
Oh.
And what pictures? Each one an eyeful to please the TBM.
What's that?
Tired businessman.
Oh.
He goes on to praise Dixie Lane. All down the line. Says Wood and Smith don't belong. That's one of the teams. Oh, too bad. Oh, the girls.
Oh.
The Chick Chicks in their various numbers clicked in their usual perfect unison. This year, Ray Hunt's choreography is above standard. The Butterfly Ballet, a thrill to all aesthetic-minded. And in the model parade, an unusual display of pulchritude. Unusual hairstyles. Few inches of chiffon and beautiful reasons why we go to see the pleasure. Oh, and listen to this. And last but not at all least, a tiny little bride actually covered from head to foot.
Oh, he means you, Margie. He means me.
And listen, and strange as it may seem, the little bride collected the biggest hand.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, darn. Read the rest while I answer the phone, dear.
Okay.
And find the notices in the other paper in the theatrical page. Hello? Oh, hello, Ray. Oh, I feel fine. Knee's all right. Head's all right. There was a good girl last night. Oh, is my face red? Don't you know it's dangerous to say such things over the phone? Well, it sounds good. Yeah, we'll be at rehearsal. I was just reading the Times. What'd you say? On the front page. Well, I haven't seen it. You don't mean it. Well, have we really got to go after rehearsal? Well, I'll see you at 1 o'clock then. Bye. Let me have the Times, Margie. Front page. Oh, here it is.
Well, what is it?
An account of the holdup.
Well, what does it say, Myrtle?
A daring attempt to hold up Ray Hunt, stage director of Hayfield Pleasures, and Jack Arnold, young New York assistant district attorney, was made last night at the street entrance to the Hayfield Theater. Oh. Hunt and Arnold, accompanied by two ladies of the cast, were getting into the former's automobile after leaving the theater. Hunt succeeded in knocking the lone bandit off the running board. Patrolman Tim O'Malley, who witnessed the affair, fired 2 shots, wounding the bandit seriously. Oh, O'Malley took possession of the bandit's gun, which was found to be unloaded. The man is in Broadside Hospital, still unconscious. He's not given much chance for recovery.
Oh, he's dying. Oh, Jimmy didn't shoot at us.
No. The papers say it was the policeman who fired the shots. But we've got to go to the hospital after rehearsal to identify the bandit.
Well, what do we do? What do we say?
You know what I think, Margie? I think perhaps Jimmy might be worth saving.
Oh, do you think so, Myrtle? We've got to save him. I'll do anything to keep all this from poor Mother and Dad.
Well, I've got a plan.
Well, what is it?
I can't tell you now. Operator, please get me the Drury Club. Mr. Ray Hunt.
Well, you're not going to tell Mr. Hunt, are you, Myrtle?
Just leave this to me, Margie. All right, operator. Hello? Hello, Ray. Yeah, this is Myrtle. Yeah. Oh, no, Ray. Well, look. Could you be at the theater at 1:15? I got to talk to you. It's very important. No, I can't over the telephone. I'll tell you when I see you. All right, foolish. Here it is. You get it? You're no sweet baby yourself. Bye.
It looks as though the girls are really on the spot. If they go to the hospital, will Margie's relationship to Jimmy be revealed? And what is Mert's idea? We'll find out when the girls meet Ray Hunt in the next fast-moving chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.